Wow, how many of you are here the last time I was here? I got a whole new crowd, Roger. I can tell the same jokes, do the same. Pat always makes notes when I do a show what songs I do so I don't repeat them the next time. I don't have to worry about that, I guess. You can't see my wife. She's sitting in the back there. She comes with me on all my jobs. I play the banjo, but she makes sure I'm here on time. And no lint on my pants and my hankies tucked in my pocket. All that things that women do, you know. So I'll share another little story with you here while I'm talking. You were talking about anniversaries and all those kind of things. My wife passed away in 2001. And I met Pat a little over a year later on that program on TV, Match.com. And we've been together about 15 years, been married about 14, something like that, I think. And I only share that story with you to let you know there are people out there that like to share their life with somebody. And it's hard to make a connection, though. And just trust the good Lord to bring the right person into your life. And I think that's the first place you start anyway. Well, let me start off with a song here. Let me get my cap going here first. I got three big song books about 3.5-4 inches deep. And now you put everything on a tablet. And you can put as much music on there as you want. So, Bing Crosby song. I love those dear hearts and gentle people that live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down. They read a good book from Friday to Monday. That's how their weekend goes. I have a dream home I'll build there one day with picket fence and ramblin' rose. I get a welcome each time that I return, and my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people that live in love in my hometown. There's a place I'd like to go. It's Dayton, Ohio, where the friendly neighbors smile and say hello. It's a pleasure and a treat to meander down the street. That's why I'd like the whole wide world to know. I love those dear hearts and gentle people that live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down. Will never, ever let you down. Dear hearts and gentle people. When I started playing the banjo, it was the Springfield Banjo Band. And we got to play on the Bob Braun Show at the Ohio State Fair. Boy, that was a big deal, you know. And for you non-music people, when you do a song, you normally do what's called an intro. Somebody stole my gal. That was how it was supposed to start off. But I was nervous that day. Did it like this, and I have ever since. Somebody stole my gal. About 1918, I guess. I'll give you the dates if I know the song dates. We got tomorrow's Flag Day. We got this weekend's Father's Day. We got a lot of important times coming up this week. And so here's a song that was recorded back in the 60s by the Weavers. It was recorded by quite a few other groups, too. Now, you're supposed to help me sing today. How many singers do I have? Wow. Do you have any choirs in your churches? Somebody bound to sing in a choir. Okay. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Well, last Saturday night I got married. Me and my love settled down. Now me and my love have parted. I'm gonna take another stroll down. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Well, sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in the town. Sometimes I have a great notion to jump in a river and drown. We all do. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Ramblin', stop your gambling. Stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and your family and sit down by the fireside bright. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Well, there was a guy, Boxcar Willie. How do you remember him? He was a patriotic individual. I met him twice, got his autograph, thought a lot of him. Well, he added another verse to this song. Now, I don't know if he wrote it or if he stole it from somebody like I did him, but it goes like this. Sometimes she sleeps in pajamas. Sometimes she sleeps in a gown. But when they're both in the laundry, Irene is the talk of the town. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Do you know, I always bring a few stories with me. All men make mistakes. It's just the married ones know it a lot quicker. It's usually the women that laugh at that joke, too. So, anyway. Well, I grew up in Ohio, a little Ohio boy. Watched the Cowboys when I was a kid. Most of you guys probably did. And I never dreamed that I'd be invited out to Oklahoma to play at the Gene Autry Festival. And I got to play at the museum out there this last month. And that was quite an honor. And Pat and I have spent a lot of time in Oklahoma. We got a museum out there. It's called the American Banjo Museum and Hall of Fame. And this year we're taking in Roy Clark. Last year we took in, was it J.D. Crow, Pat? No. Oh, yeah, J.D. Crow, Steve Martin, Earl Scruggs, and just a host of people you would know. And it's about a $12 million facility. And so if you ever get a chance to go to Oklahoma City, I don't think you'll be disappointed. And we had people of the caliber that worked on the Smithsonian help us put it together. It's really quite impressive. We had people come from all over to see the museum. Well, the first song I ever learned to play on a banjo was a song called The World's Waiting for the Sunrise. It was written by Gene Lockhart, if you remember Gene Lockhart in the movies. Well, we inducted that song into the museum as the number one four-string banjo song because we realized most of us that played a four-string banjo started off learning that same song. So written about 1919, Gene Lockhart and a guy named Ernie Seti out of Canada wrote it together. It goes like this. Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is heavy with dew. The thrush on high, his sleepy mate is calling, and my heart is calling you. Share a little story with you. It's called the wrong email address. Most of y'all know what email is, right? It's one of these modern day things we had to learn and keep up with. It says a Minneapolis couple decided to go to Florida and thaw out during a particularly icy winter. They planned to stay at the same hotel where they had spent the honeymoon 20 years before. Because of their hectic schedules, it was difficult to coordinate their travel schedules. So the husband left Minneapolis and flew to Florida on Friday, and his wife was flying down the following day. The husband checked into the hotel, and unlike years ago, there was a computer in his room, and he decided to send an email to his wife. However, he accidentally left out one letter in the email address, and without noticing his error, sent the email to the wrong address. Meanwhile, somewhere in Houston, Texas, a widow had just returned home from her husband's funeral. He was a minister who had been called home to glory after suffering a heart attack. The widow decided to check emails, expecting messages from relatives and friends, and after reading the first message, she screamed and then fainted, and the widow's son rushed into the room, found his mother on the floor, then glanced up and saw the computer screen, which read, "My loving wife, I have arrived. Dearest love, I know you're surprised to hear from me. They have computers here now, and you're allowed to send emails to your loved ones. I have just arrived and have been checked in. I see everything has been prepared for your arrival tomorrow, and I look forward to seeing you then. Hope your journey is as uneventful as mine was, and it sure is hot down here." Oh, wow. Well, I talked about Oklahoma, and I lost a lot of things in Oklahoma over the years. The main most recent thing was a transmission, and we had to buy another car to get home. So that wasn't good about Oklahoma. Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many page of life has turned, many lessons I have learned. Well, I feel like in those hills I still belong. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Now way down yonder in the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. But as I sit here today, many miles I am away from the place I rode my pony through the draw. Where the oak and blackjack trees kiss a playful prairie breeze in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Now way down yonder in the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in Oklahoma hills where I was born. Now as I turn life a page to the land of the great Osage, in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. While the black oil rolls and flows and the snow-white cotton grows, in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Now way down yonder in the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. In the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Woody Guthrie. First song they ever recorded. I'm doing a few cowboy songs today for the Father's Day group. And first song was ever recorded where they sold 1 million records, and so they gave a gold record. Gene Autry had the record, and it wasn't Back in the Saddle Again. It wasn't Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Does anybody have an idea what that song might have been? That's all right. I've done this song for 10 or 15 years. I've only had one guy ever guess it years ago. See if you remember this one. In a vine-covered shack in the mountain, bravely fighting the battle of time, there's a dear one who's weathered life's sorrows. It's that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I've caused you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair. If God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine. I know it's too late, dear old daddy, to repay for the heartaches and cares. But dear mother is waiting in heaven just to comfort and solace you there. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I've caused you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair. If God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine. Now, how many of you remember that song? Do I see any show of hands? That's a good one, isn't it? Well, I'm going to play a little test on you here. I'm going to do the song, and then you're telling me who recorded it, if we're lucky. I've had about 4 people. I keep count of all this silly stuff. Trivia, I guess they call it, don't they? Of all the saddest words that I have ever heard, the saddest was a story told me by a bird. It's been about an hour talking with the flower, and here's the tale the flower told. Here's your part. Oh, I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, and all I do is cry all day. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. The air's so strong it takes my breath away. Oh, I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch. Oh, won't you come and play with me? Who put me in this bed? I bet his face is red. I call him down with every teardrop that I shed. If I ever had him here, I'd take him by the ear and make him share my misery. Help me out now. Oh, I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, and all I do is cry all day. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, the air's so strong it takes my breath away. Oh, I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch. Oh, won't you come and play with me? My nerves begin to crack anytime I see a track made by a kitty with a stripe right down his back. If you ever stop by me, I think I'd rather be a dead petunia, wouldn't you? Last chance. Oh, I didn't hear a lot of you singing. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, and all I do is cry all day. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, the air's so strong it takes my breath away. Oh, I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch. Oh, won't you come and play with me? Okay. Now, can anybody tell me who recorded it? How about if I tell you who recorded it? It's one of those aha moments. How about Arthur Godfrey? Uh-huh. How many of you, or were any of you, watching the show the day he fired Julius LaRosa? I get a lot of takers on that one. Julius LaRosa sang his solo, and Arthur said, not bad for a swan song. That's when he knew he was out of a job. Sad part of it was, that was the demise of Arthur Godfrey, because the people liked Julius LaRosa better than they liked him. He had a little more personality, you might say. Well, the reason he fired him, I heard, good source, was that Julius LaRosa had something going with one of the McGuire sisters, and he was kind of jealous, and so that's what had brought it all on. Now, you know the McGuire sisters are from Miamisburg, Middletown area. Their mother was a Church of God minister. I think they went a different direction than her mother would have hoped they would have gone. And I grew up in the Church of God, like out of Anderson, Indiana, Bill Gaither's, whatever. And we have a Church of God campgrounds in Springfield. I don't know if any of you know that or not. When I was little, it was a big deal. Now they've kind of dispersed and got other grounds around the area. But when I was little, the McGuire sisters used to sing out there as a trio with their mom when she would be there. And so just sharing that little bit of trivia with you. So for the McGuire sisters, we're going to do a song for them. You're going to help me out, I hope. Well, sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time. Honey in the morning, honey in the evening, honey at supper time. Be my little honey and love me all the time. Now sugar time is any time that you're near, 'cause you're so dear, don't you roam. Just be my honeycomb and live in a heaven of love. Oh, sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time. Honey in the morning, honey in the evening, honey at supper time. Be my little honey and love me all the time. Sugar time, sugar time, sugar time. Guy, a married man, had a girlfriend. This is starting bad already, right? It's not a good idea. Well, she got pregnant. And he was really faced with a dilemma. He said, you know, he said, you're from Italy. He said, why don't you just go back home to have the baby? Send me a note. I'll send you money, whatever you need to raise the child and you. And she said, well, how are you going to know when I have the baby? He said, well, just make it a postcard. And said, just put on there spaghetti, and then I'll understand. 9 months of the day, he comes home from work, and his wife said, boy, I got the strangest postcard in the mail for you today. And she handed it to him. He passed out, fell flat. Come to the postcard read, spaghetti, 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 spaghetti. Two plain and two with meatballs. You have to kind of think about that a little bit. That's what he gets. Hey, I have a friend in Oklahoma. He's the Oklahoma Balladeer. Made his relationship up in Canton, Ohio, about 15 years ago at the Gene Autry Festival. And Les and I have become quite friends. And so anyway, here's a song he wrote. Did anybody watch bull riding besides my wife? No hands, Pat. It is hard to see up here, isn't it, Roger? Well, at any rate, we watch bull riding at our house. I'm a musician. She never played sports, but she likes sports. So we watch all the football, all the basketball, all the golf. We don't watch hockey because it's not very nice, and we don't watch baseball because it's too slow. But we do watch a lot of college basketball. So anyway, back to the bull riding. You have to stay on that horse for 8 seconds, or the bull for 8 seconds to get a score. So this is a song Les wrote about it. It's called The Wildest Ride. He looked so cold and stiff there in the early morning sun. I looked him in the eye and said, we're gonna have some fun. He don't look so tough, I thought, I can ride that horse. I'll rein him tight and spur him high and show him who is boss. I sprung into the saddle, I was ready for a fight. The stirrups were a little short, but that would be all right. With knees clasped tight beneath the fork, I was sitting nice. And just for fun, I gave a yell and I fanned him once or twice. This naggy was the wildest bronco ride I think I'd ever had. I grabbed the horn, I held on tight. This cayuse was bad, with queasy in my belly and an aching in my head. I prayed for help to quit this ride before I turned up dead. This naggy was a bucker, and he didn't want to quit. I grabbed the reins, I hollered, whoa, didn't help a bit. 'Twas then my wife, she saved the day, as she has done before. She reached down and unplugged that thing there at the Walmart store. I think I'm safe in this group. How many of you have a tattoo? I don't see a hand. No military guys either, huh? Well, you know, if you want a tattoo, that's okay. But my point is, people have gone overboard, right? I mean, they've just carried it to a real extent. Well, I sit down to write a serious song, and I end up with something like this, and I'll share it with you. I had a blue-eyed blonde, had a lot of fun, nothing else would do. Nothing make her happy till I bought her a tattoo. Well, first there was one, then there were two, and then her desires, they grew. With each new selection, as hard as I tried, I lost my affection. She had a ship on her hip that tilted with a lisp and rocked underwater when she walked. She had a stud in her tongue that flopped on her gums and clicked on her teeth when she talked. She had rings on her fingers and rings on her toes, a stud in her belly and a diamond in her nose. And in the middle of her rear, she could see it in the mirror, a big bouquet of roses. Well, the last time I saw her, she almost made me cackle. She'd look like she'd fallen in a box of fish and tackle. I wouldn't do that everywhere. Let's see if I can get you to do a couple sing-alongs with me. Something you might know anyway. Yeah, I know you know this one because it was written in 1892. It's been around a while. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you'd look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two. That was your warm-up. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy off of the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you'd look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two. We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. You could hear the voices ringing. They seemed to say, you have stolen my heart. Now don't go away. As we sang love's old sweet songs on Moonlight Bay. As we sang love's old sweet songs on Moonlight Bay. Good job. Okay, here's another sing-along. If I said, Daddy, sing bass, what do you say? I was kind of weak. Daddy, sing bass. One more time, I think I got it. Daddy, sing bass. I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. There's silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. We'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass. Me and little brother would join right in there. Singing seems to help the troubled soul. One of these days, it won't be long, I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together up yonder in a little while. Oh, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass. Me and little brother would join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mom would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother's done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass. Me and little brother would join right in there. Singing seems to help the troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together up yonder in a little while. Oh, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass. Me and little brother would join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. You know, they said it was just poor people. That's all they were. Did you hear about the woman? She had some kids, and they were so poor they couldn't hardly afford to eat. And she'd take them out to the kitchen, and she'd read recipes to them around the table. And one of the kids was hard of hearing, and he almost starved to death. So Pat and I were in Tip City at the senior center some years ago, and she was standing in the back talking to one of the ladies after I played, and she got done. She said, "Do you do Daisy a Day?" And I said, "No, I don't think so." Anybody know that song, Daisy a Day? Well, I got a good crowd here. At any rate, I said, "No, but I said, I think I've heard of it." So I asked one of the guys in the Kettering band, and by that night, he sent me a video clip, 1972, the Johnny Carson Show, a redheaded Irish boy singing this song and playing it. He's the one who wrote it. His name's Jed Strunk. I understand he's passed away, had an accident. If he'd lived, he'd probably written a lot more beautiful songs. People say, "What's your favorite song?" I don't have a favorite one because I play so many, but I got some at the top of the list. This is right up here at the top of the list. It's called Daisy a Day. See if you like it. He remembers the first time he met her. He remembers the first thing she said. He remembers the first time he held her, and the night she came to his bed. He remembers her sweet way of saying, "Honey, has something gone wrong?" He remembers the fun and the teasing, and the reason he wrote her this song. "I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away." They would walk down the street in the evening, and for years I would see them go by. And her love was much more than the clothes that they wore, could be seen in the gleam of their eye. As a kid, they would take me for candy. I loved to go tagging along. We'd hold hands and walk to the corner, and the old man would sing her his song. "I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away." Now he walks down the street in the evening, and he stops by the old candy store. And somehow I believe he's believing he's holding her hand like before. For he feels her love walking with him, and he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walks up to the hilltop, and he gives her a daisy a day. "I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away." The book is more so I don't forget what I'm supposed to do next more than it is what's there. Number one song of the last century, I was told. I don't know who determined that, but it's a pretty one. Thank you. Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Three guys were talking. If they only had one day left on earth, what they would do with that day. And looked first guy and he said, a lot of places I haven't been. He said, I'd probably pick a special place to go spend that day there, maybe Hawaii or somewhere I'd always wanted to go. Look, second guy said, what would you do? He said, I got a lot of friends. He said, I'm sure I'd stay on the phone all day, wishing them all farewell, and hopefully I'd see them on the other side. Look, third guy said, what would you do? He said, no doubt in my mind what I'd do. And they said, well, what would you do if you only had one day left? He said, well, I've only had one day left. He said, I'd want to spend it with my mother-in-law. They said, you'd want to spend your last day on earth with your mother-in-law? Why would you want to do that? He said, because that'd be the longest day of my life. How many of you follow Southern Gospel Quartet music? Anybody? That's my favorite music. And I grew up as a kid. We'd go to Dayton to the all-night sings and listen to all those quartets. Here a few years ago, Pat and I made an acquaintance with a guy in Charleston, West Virginia at the fair convention. His name's Clacy Williams. He heads up the Gospel Harmony Boys. They were the first group to ever play on national TV on a Dave Garraway show in 1954. Clacy wasn't one of the original members. He's been with them 40 years. But anyway, he does this song at a lot of their shows we go to. And so one time I was talking to him on the phone. And I said, Clacy, what do you charge me a copy of that song? He said, give me your email address. So he sent me the song lyrics and the track. He sings first tenor. That's the guy that sings real high. I had to bring it down to where I could do it. It's called Grandma's Graduation Day. And it could be Grandpa's, but I didn't write the song. Listen to the words to this. The little church was filled with people from the basement to the steeple. They'd come to say goodbye to my grandmother Jane. And the only thing she left them was the love that she had given him that meant more to her than wealth or worldly fame. Now the pastor did not falter as he brought her to the altar, where so many times he had watched her kneel and pray. And the fire fell down from glory as he preached a gospel story and proclaimed today as graduation day. Well, today is Grandma's graduation day. All her pain and earthly trials are gone away. Heaven's welcome bells are ringing. Angels' choirs are sweetly singing, celebrating Grandma's graduation day. Now Brother Henry told us about heaven and the crown that she had been given. He described her joyous entry through the gate. All her friends began to shout, glad to see their friend, no doubt. My grandmother's debt of sin had all been paid. Then my mama and my papa come running up to the altar, where the love of God came in and he was saved. Well, all the joy and no more grieving, for my grandma was leaving and proclaimed her dead over, claimed her victory over death, hell, and the grave. Well, today is Grandma's graduation day. All her pain and earthly trials are gone away. Heaven's welcome bells are ringing. Angels' choirs are sweetly singing, celebrating Grandma's graduation day. Heaven's welcome bells are ringing. Angels' choirs are sweetly singing, celebrating Grandma's graduation day.